What's happening, y'all? Welcome to Mike in the Field, another episode of Mike in the Field. I'm just by myself for this episode in my room, sweating under the sun, just thinking about our single Under the Sun from 2019, funky rock track, put that out in the summer, a little summer single release. But today, actually, I wanted to share with you a brand new song. It's called Old Soul Right Here, and I played drums and bass and guitar and keys and all the instruments. It's me. And actually, I'm putting out a 5-song EP this August called The Holy Egg. No, it's not a birth politic thing like The Holy Egg, more of a cosmic sort of mindset. So I'm going to let you hear this track in a moment. But I just want to give a shout to the RPM Challenge. I don't know if any of you have heard of the RPM Challenge, but it's something I've been aware of for probably 10, 15 years of different people in the Seacoast, New Hampshire area recording albums in the month of February for this. It's not a competition. It's just it's a community of like-minded people who just want to write songs and tell stories and actually make things happen instead of talking about doing all these projects and just talking about doing these things and never actually doing them. The RPM Challenge is sort of designed to get you to really put the nose to the grindstone, so to speak. Do I sound like your high school English teacher? And just go for it. And I think in a lot of ways, that's how some of the best songs get written, is just when you're like, you know what? I'm not afraid to suck. I'm not afraid to sound bad. And I'm just going to write something. It doesn't matter if it's good. It doesn't matter if it's bad. It doesn't matter if it's mediocre. The point is, I'm going to go from point A to point B, or point A to Z, or however you want to look at it, start to finish, write the fucking thing, get it done. And I want to credit the RPM Challenge for really kind of giving me that sort of mindset. Not giving me the mindset, but just having a platform to go to and say, hey, look, other people are doing it too. Like, don't worry about it. Just go for it. Make some music. And that's what I did in 2017 with this album called Funky Blood. I made it in a month. And it's some of my favorite songs that were written are on this record. I'll be putting that out in August as well. And then another album, I started it with the RPM Challenge. I didn't finish it in the month. That's the rules, is you want to finish the album in the month. All new songs, never been written, never been recorded. Do it in a month. That's the goal of the RPM Challenge. You guys should check it out. If you haven't, just Google RPM Challenge. You'll find it. It's awesome. And so, yeah, my first experience was just completely altering, life-altering. I've always been someone who's constantly working on something, but to force yourself to work hard and fast, I think, is so beneficial as a creator to get your projects across the finish line. And the second record I did, Social Murder Meditation, that I'm going to put that out in August as well. That wasn't inspired by the RPM Challenge. I didn't quite finish it in a month. It took me a bit longer. So I didn't release it, but I'm going to release it now. Actually, both of those are on my Bandcamp, but, you know, not many people use Bandcamp except for the folks that really love Bandcamp. Everybody kind of knows that, or you should know that by now. The streaming services are where everyone's listening to music. That's 99.99% of where people are listening to music. That's where I listen to most music. Let's be real. So I'm going to put these out. They've only been on Bandcamp before, and I'm putting them out officially on all the streaming services this August, as well as this new 5-song EP, The Holy Egg, which was, again, another, okay, here comes the RPM Challenge. I want to work on, a new record. And it was like, boom, it became the spark. I didn't do it in a month, but it became the spark that got me to be like, all right, I'm going to buckle down and record all this stuff. And, this is like me completely on my own, just doing it with my limited, knowledge of audio engineering and mixing and all that, aside from my cousin Wes, who's mastered all of these, because he's a real audio engineer. He knows what he's doing. And he's a great collaborator in that respect. And just, he's such a helpful mental check when I'm like, is this the thing? And he's like, this is a thing, or this isn't a thing. It's so helpful to have that, that person to throw things at and have them throw things back at you. And obviously the amazing mastering job he did on my, completely DIY home studio setup. So yeah, it's like super kudos to Wes, and the mastering he did on this latest one is really unbelievable. I can't believe what he was able to do to you know, my recording and performance. It's really cool. I think you guys are going to like it. It's different than Fire in the Field, but it still has, you know, that vibe in a sense. But yeah, so these are all coming out in August on streaming services. And why haven't I put them out before? Because, you know, Fire in the Field has been the band thing for a long time. And I am putting out, you know, and writing a ton of music, solo music that's not really fitting in the Fire in the Field world, or it just feels like it may not be the right thing, or, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to make some separations from a sort of a band setting versus a totally solo setting. And to be totally honest, I tried putting out the first one on streaming services, but it didn't work because my name is like the most common name in the English language, Mike Moore. And they put it with some other Mike Moore, completely different styles of music, but on all streaming services, got put on some other dude's like house music, some other Mike Moore. So I was like, I gotta come up with a name. And to be honest, I think having a solo career or being like, I'm a solo artist is like incredibly pretentious in a way for me. It just sounds kind of silly. I've never understood like how to go about it. It always feels like way too serious. Like, and now Mike Moore is a solo artist. Like, it just seems, you know, I don't take things that seriously. It sounds like we should be at a cocktail party, like discussing some fancy bullshit. And that's just not who I am. And I just haven't been able to do it. I haven't been able to pull the trigger. I am Mike Moore, a solo artist. Like, it just seems weird. So I came up with Mike by Name. That's my solo moniker. Mike by Name. As in, like, Bond, James Bond. Or, like, you know what I mean? Mike by Name. My name is Mike by Name. I'm just a human being. I'm like everybody else. I have this common name, Mike by Name. But here's my music. Let's let the music and the sound and the story define what the name is instead of the other way around. That's how I look at it. You can take it or leave it. I don't care. I love you anyways. So yeah, you can follow me, Mike by Name, on Instagram, MikeByName on Instagram. And let's see, let me pull up my phone here. Let me check my calendar, because I do have some shows. This Sunday, June 13th, 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., Granite Roots Brewing. That's in Troy, New Hampshire, up by Mount Monadnock. And June 27th, I'm actually back at Granite Roots Brewing. So, I'm sorry. Father's Day, if you happen to be in Long Island, I'm going to be on Long Island at a wedding. Not my wedding or my friend's wedding, but a wedding, a friend of a friend's wedding. Going with my lady down there. We're going to Long Island. And I just happened to land a gig on the same weekend, thanks to Old King Cole, his barbecue situation. He's doing this little barbecue at his house where he actually sells like amazing barbecue. And we're going to go, I'm going to go play a gig there by myself. Don't worry, I'm not eating any meat. That's not what I do anymore. That's not my thing. But I don't judge, man. It's his livelihood, man. What am I going to do? I respect it. I respect it. Seriously. I do. 100%. So, Sunday gigs, baby. The 13th, Granite Roots Brewing, Troy, New Hampshire. The 20th, I'll be in Long Island. If you want to come to a barbecue on Long Island on the 20th, shoot me a message. On the 27th of June, that's another Sunday, I will be back at Granite Roots Brewing. 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., going to be doing the solo thing, playing loops all day long, playing some covers, playing some originals. And that's all that I have right now on the books for the summer. So if you'd like to see me solo, as Jared, our drummer, is healing up from a shoulder surgery, if you'd like to see me solo, you know, feel free to shoot me a message. If you have an idea for a gig, shoot me a message. I'm working basically 6 days a week right now, but Sundays are great to play gigs. So anyways, you can find me again, Mike by Name, on Instagram, or just follow Fire in the Field. It's all good. And here comes the song Old Soul right here from a yet to be released EP, I Can Speak. It's the heat. It's getting to me. I feel like I'm passing out. I should probably stop this podcast. You guys are great. I love you. This has been Mike in the Field, and you're now listening to Old Soul right here, coming to the streaming platforms this August. Peace, love, and fire.
An old soul in a soul world with a hard line, baby. An old soul in a soul world. Where is the magic? Right here, right here. Where is the magic? Right here. An old soul is a brave soul with the workload, baby. A brave soul in a soul world. Where is the magic? Right here, right here. Where is the magic? Where is the man?